We are back. We're back at the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon, your host. We are live from Allstate Showcase Studio at WGN Radio here on beautiful Michigan Avenue. My friend and jack of all trades, Jeff Rossett, is sitting next to me. Welcome.
Scott, what's up?
So it's great to have you here. And I'm going to preface this interview by saying I apologize if I start coughing in the middle of it. I'm like still battling this dry throat thing, which has gotten me. It caught me at Tech Week. Right in the middle of the interview, I was the person to go on right before the mayor. And Rahm Emanuel's coming on, and literally he's like sitting there as I'm like hacking up a lung. It's like, oh, this is an awkward.
We're far enough away in the studio, so I think I'm good.
I think you're good. I mean, yeah. It's the water. I got the water going here, but I'm like, I can like feel it coming, so I talk about it ahead of time.
I would have brought some Airborne for you if I'd known.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I should have thought of that. No, seriously, it's been like, I've never had that mistake or a problem. It's not a mistake. It just happens. I've never had that problem in now 2 or 3 years of doing this kind of stuff. And in the same week, I've had it happen on every show. And then even live. So what are we going to do? But I don't have you here to talk about my coughing problems. I have you here to talk about a lot of other things. So you've got a bunch of stuff going. I preface this in the opening of the show. First off, many people listening might know you just from Chicago Leadership Alliance, CLA.
Right.
If you want to quickly just, you can say what that is real quick and plug it because you're sitting here.
Awesome. So the CLA, Chicago Leadership Alliance, is a 501c3 that I helped to start about 2.5 years ago. Easiest way to describe the CLA is we're a social enterprise here in Chicago. We have about 100 members, mostly millennial leaders across the city, from CEOs to restaurant owners to people that run charities and nonprofits, folks that are involved in local government, civic-based organizations, so on and so forth. And basically what we do is two things. So first, we really just create a community for these types of individuals throughout the city to be a part of something, build relationships with the types of people that 5, 10, 15 years from now, we're all, you know, the ones that are going to be running the city in a lot of these different capacities. And then what I really love is we're here to take action. So we partner with third-party organizations all throughout the city, nonprofits, civic-based organizations, parts of government, to identify social impact projects that we could collectively take on and help to have a positive impact on the future of Chicago.
And if it sounds at all familiar to people, Michael Stark, who's also associated with that, was on the show, and he's actually the one who is responsible, not him personally, but the company he's representing, Songfinch, who's on our showcase on Tuesday, is also the one who wrote the song, Songfinch. He wrote the song that's the lead into our show, so that's probably where people might have heard that before.
I was actually the singer.
You were the singer? No. Really? I was going to say, because I could have sworn it was like, Name Tag Alexander is actually the singer. Apparently, okay. That's a rapper.
Yeah.
No, nothing pulled away from Name Tag. I'm sure he's awesome. At any rate, and then there is Go Civic, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Okay.
But first, you mentioned this. The millennials that are a part of CLA are not the same millennials I'm talking about here. I have a small gripe, and you have a company that I think is going to be a major part of the solution to my gripe. As a person who runs a company that relies on sales, sponsorship sales, and partnerships in particular, I have noticed this observation. It's somewhat challenging, and I actually talked about it with Amy Guth between the shows, and that is that millennials have a little bit of trouble when it comes to sales, so much so that they can't even sell themselves. They don't go to bars anymore and like pick up people and say, hey, this is my name, and here's why I'm cool, and you should date me. They go on an app, and so like literally their whole life is connected digitally, which is great, I guess, but the problem is when it comes to person-to-person sales and things like that, and just understanding how to build a sales relationship and then keep it going and keep fostering it, they're not so good at it. And I've probably gone through 15 different types of people I've met and tried to bring on as sales. And each time I get like five, you know, I'm probably not a very good trainer, obviously, but I get like 5 minutes in, I'm like, I'm too frustrated. You've got to go. You've got a solution for that.
I do. I think. Yeah. So
let's hear it.
Launching a new business next week. It's called Sales Assembly. So just some quick context. My background's in entrepreneurship and sales leadership. So I've either owned my own businesses or I've helped to build sales organizations for other companies throughout my career. Over the past 3 to 4 years, I've primarily focused in the tech space. So B2B SaaS startups, yep, here in Chicago, either working for them or doing some consulting and advising work. And over the past couple of years, I've really started to identify the fact that these sales organizations within these very fast-growing tech startups, and you could relate to this because not only do you hire sales people, but you're your advisor and your investor, you're familiar with the startup space. They go out, great product, they raise a bunch of venture capital, And now it's like, okay, let's flip the switch on growing top line revenue. We just got to hire as many salespeople as we can and go out there and pound the phones and blanket the streets and try to drive top line as quickly as possible, because we got investors to appease and the board is breathing down our neck. And yeah, obviously there's the whole competition thing, and there's companies popping up left and right. We got to stay on top of things. So no doubt that these fast growing tech companies, they have to scale really quickly. The problem is, the bandwidth is limited with the sales leaders of these organizations, and they're trying to grow so fast that sometimes the blocking and tackling of building a sustainable sales organization, not by intent, but just kind of gets left to the side. It's like, we got to drive top line revenue. So let's not worry about who we're hiring or the training that we're doing. Let's just get people in here to pound the phones and hope that they work out. And so Sales Assembly was kind of conceived out of this idea that fast-growing tech companies, they shouldn't have to choose between scaling smart and scaling fast. They should be able to do both. So as these companies are focused on the top-line growth of the company, Sales Assembly is a resource, really the first of its kind here in Chicago. It's an all-encompassing resource and community for the tech startup space, specifically their sales organizations, to help them with three main things: training and development of their staff, talent selection and recruitment, and then sales enablement and operations.
So, those are the three places where I lack a little.
That's what they need. So when you talk about your challenge with these millennials, right? So a lot of times companies, they have postings up on job boards just looking for a, 2 to 3 years experience. We need an accounts executive, come in here and sell. And they don't give them the tools that they need. They don't give them the training that they need. And these 23, 24 year olds, they've never had a sales job before, so they don't know what they're doing. And it's no doubt that 6 months later, they're either quitting and going to another company, or they're just not working out. So,
well, I'll give you two, kind of quick short stories on this. One, there's a company that I will not name that it was one of my favorite media companies around Chicago. And I think some people might have heard of it, but they never got to like that spot where most people know of them. And they raised almost $350,000, roughly. They're about almost $400,000 they raised. And they paid for a ton of content, tons of guys in the content space, tons of really creatives and developers. They built an incredible app, one of the best apps in its space that I've literally ever seen. And I've seen quite a few. Not one salesperson. The CEO is the guy who was just going to run around and try to do that. He hired a COO, and she was incredibly good at making operations and things. But when it came down to the sales, I don't know if they just didn't think of it. I don't know what the deal is. So that kind of shows me, one, that there's like a little bit of a learning curve, I think, on the leadership part. And then the other part, like for myself, the one challenge that I have is that a lot of the, I don't know how to describe it really. Maybe you can better describe this or better describe the solution. But one major problem I have is I look at it from a standpoint of, I no longer sell a product. I don't look at it like I sell a product. When I call our sponsors, I never call and say, hey, we've got all this inventory. Do you want to buy it? Do you want to get in front of 1,000 people? I call them and say, what are you trying to do marketing-wise? What are your initiatives? What are your goals this year? How can I help you with the objectives? What are some of the things that I can help you with? And this is where the sales problem comes for me. The person who I have to hire, not only do they have to know all of the inventories and technical aspects of what we do, but they have to be able to take on a call from, say, Jones Lang LaSalle, who says, hey, we're trying to get more name recognition in tech. And I have to be able to come up with a couple of solutions that I have the ability to create and to give them. And that's where it becomes challenging, because the salesperson in my role needs to not only be good at sales organization, everything else you talk about, and relationship farming, but they also have to be really well-schooled in problem solving. And that's the part that I think is sometimes missing.
Yep. And I would go one step further and say, I agree with all that. And when you really start to look at B2B tech, sales, SaaS businesses, what you find is it's much more a science than an art.
Correct.
Right. So you're not hiring used car salesmen. You're not hiring people to go door to door selling vacuums and encyclopedias, where you have to think on your feet every 5 seconds and really of a relationship based sale. It's a process.
Well, that's not scalable. Right. So, that's what our focus is.
Follow
on
the process, do the right things that are going to put you in the position to be successful. And that's why you look at, huge mega companies like Salesforce, and they have, really successful sales leaders that sometimes leave Salesforce and they go to take like the chief sales officer job of a new startup, and they apply a lot of those same principles that worked at Salesforce, and they work again no matter what industry they happen to be selling in. Completely different business: health tech, sales tech, fintech, doesn't matter. They apply those same blocking and tackling, and it works every time.
Well, speaking of which, we have to give a shout out to Salesforce. They're the official sponsor of Technory Pitch on Tuesday officially.
There you go.
And we unfortunately ran out of timer, so we're going to have you come back on more to talk about the Go Civic. But I do want to shout out to it right now. It's launching officially when?
The 12th of July.
12th of July. Check out the podcast. We're going to get you back on the podcast to talk about Go Civic because cool. we ran out of time today.
Sounds good.
But I'm very excited to announce that we are going to try to work with you on this. It's incredibly cool. People, stay tuned for that one.
Thanks, Scott.
Of course, absolutely. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with the stand-in founder, Kimberly Jackson.